presenting The Poison Pen, another in the series of radio dramas brought to you each week by the American Weekly, the magazine which is distributed with all Hearst Sunday newspapers from coast to coast. This radio adaptation was staged in the studios of the General Broadcasting Company of New York. We wish to call your attention to a most important announcement which is to be made at the conclusion of the dramatic presentation. It may have a definite effect upon your future happiness or that of someone near and dear to you. Be sure to listen for it. In next Sunday's issue of the American Weekly, you're going to read how a murder was committed with a pen. A pen which, to all appearances, was an ordinary common writing implement, but which proved capable of spreading the most insidious and fatal poison. The American Theater of Radio now presents the dramatized version of this feature story. Come with us to a criminal court. A trial is in progress, and as the prosecution rests, the defendant is called to the stand.
Place your right hand on the book. Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth to help you guard? What's your full name?
Alan Taylor.
Be seated.
How old are you, Miss Taylor?
35.
Married or single?
Single.
Have you ever been married?
No.
Now, Miss Taylor, you've heard the prosecuting counsel accuse you of being the writer of letters which broke up hearts and the home of one of the best families of this city.
I have.
And you've heard him stand before this court and declare that you are responsible for the untimely end of Henry Dale?
Yes.
Did you know the late Mr. Dale?
I did.
I ask you to look over there. Do you know that woman in black?
Yes.
Will you please identify her for the court?
She is Mrs. Henry Dale.
It has been said during this trial that you were her best friend up until the time of the letters. Is that true?
We were closely associated.
How long were you acquainted with Henry Dale?
I knew him personally for 2 years. I knew of him before that.
Ah, you'd heard of him from your family.
Yes.
Tell the jury, please, in your own words, the way in which you met Mr. Dale.
It was at a masquerade. I was dressed as Pierrette, standing on a balcony just off the ballroom, getting a breath of fresh air when...
Your O has found his direct.
Oh.
Did I startle you? Sorry.
That's all right. I just, I sort of lost myself gazing at the moon up there.
Sure it wasn't the man in the moon?
How did you know?
Never known it to fail. A pretty girl always sees the man's face up there, and she's always trying to find his double down here on this planet. Well, let me warn you, you'll never find him.
Oh, don't disillusion me, my dear Pierre.
Sorry. But it's true.
Because you've never found the lady from the moon?
You got me that time. The moon is beautiful, isn't it?
Gorgeous.
But not as beautiful as the Pierrette I've just found.
Thank you.
Dance this one with me?
I came out here to cool off.
But don't let that music go to waste.
All right. You win, Pierre.
You mean I win the Pierrette? You were right.
About what?
Your dancing is as beautiful as your looks.
Why, thank you.
I mean it. You like to dance, don't you?
Love to.
I could tell that.
How?
By the way you dance. Won't you tell me your real name?
Why do you want to know?
Because I want to see you again. After tonight. And I can't trace you by the name of Pierrette.
Hardly.
Will you tell me your name?
Will you tell me yours?
Of course.
Mine's Carolyn Taylor. Yours is...
Henry Dale.
Oh, my God.
Why? What's so startling about that?
Oh, let me go. I must leave at once.
Wait. Pierrette. Pierrette. Carolyn.
Miss Taylor, did you see Henry Dale after that night?
Yes. He found out my address from mutual friends and called on me.
It was a case of love at first sight for you, wasn't it?
Yes.
And was your affection returned?
Not in the same way. Never could be.
But you both remained friends. That is, to all intents and purposes.
Yes.
And after a time, you saw less and less of each other. Is that right?
It is.
This lapse came through no fault of yours, did it?
No.
Then came a period of time during which you lost track of Henry Dale. Is that correct?
Yes.
Tell us under what circumstances you and Mr. Dale renewed your acquaintance.
Well, it was one night I took a walk in the park. There was a band concert being given, and I arrived during the last election. Why,
how do you do, stranger?
Oh, why, hello, Carrie.
Did you enjoy the concert?
To tell the truth, I just got here.
Oh, what a shame. You missed a musical treat. Sorry I didn't hear all of it. Something stirring and thrilling about band music. Don't you think so?
Yes, indeed.
Why, Henry.
Yes, Carrie.
You're fidgeting as though you were standing on hot bricks or something. Am I detaining you?
No, not at all. I was to meet someone here after the concert, and I'm just trying to keep an eye out for her.
Her? Ooh, so that's why I haven't seen her lately. She's pretty, Henry?
Who? My wife?
Henry. Well, this is a surprise. Congratulations.
Thanks, Carrie. I've been intending to let you know for quite some time, but I just didn't get around to it. You know how it is.
Yes, I know how it is. I'd love to meet your wife, Henry, and tell her how lucky she is.
That's mighty nice of you, Carrie. I had no idea you'd take it like this. Gertrude ought to be here any minute. In fact, there she is now.
Oh, in a black and white print with a large hat.
Yes.
She's stunning, Henry.
I'm delighted to hear you say that, Carrie. Of course, I've always thought she was attractive, but then I'm sort of prejudiced, you know.
I bet other men think her attractive, too.
Oh, Gertrude has lots of admirers. That's why I can't understand how she came to choose me.
Oh, a successful lawyer, and yet so modest. Refreshing.
Hello, sweetheart.
Hello, darling. Have I kept you waiting long?
Not at all. Gertrude, I want you to meet a friend of mine, Carrie Taylor. Carrie, this is Gertrude.
How do you do? I'm delighted to meet you, Mrs. Dare. Good to be congratulated. Those of us who know him think Henry's a dear.
Thank you. I think so myself.
Hey, why don't you two call a meeting and organize the Henry Dale Admiration Society?
You must come over for tea soon, Miss Taylor, and we can hold a charter member conference.
Thank you, I shall. I wouldn't miss the opportunity for the world.
And in the 6 months that followed your introduction to Mrs. Dale, you were a frequent visitor at the Dale home, were you not?
I was.
And she, in turn, visited you.
Yes.
Miss Taylor, did you know about the anonymous letters Henry Dale received with regard to his wife's conduct?
Yes. Mr. Dale came to me when he received the first one.
Tell the jury in your own words what took place on that occasion.
Mr. Dale called at my home one evening in a state of great agitation.
Carrie, I need your advice. You must help me.
Of course, Henry. What's wrong?
I just received this letter signed A Friend, telling me that Gertrude is receiving improper attention from a young doctor.
Does she know any young doctors?
Yes. A couple of young medical officers from the Navy have been showering her with attention.
Well, she's told you about them.
Yes. But she said they were just mere youngsters who amused her.
There, you see. If she were deceiving you, Henry, she wouldn't tell you about them. I'm surprised if you suspect them, Gertrude. You ought to be ashamed of yourself for even giving the matter a second thought.
I know it, Carrie. I am ashamed of it. I'd stake my life on Gertrude's faithfulness. And yet, this letter tortures me with suspicious thoughts.
Oh, we'll pay no attention to it, Henry. Don't say anything to Gertrude about it. It only makes her unhappy.
Miss Taylor, you state that you advised Mr. Dale not to mention this letter to his wife. Did he follow your advice?
About that first letter, yes.
Then came others on top of that, which kept him in a turmoil of doubt and fear. You've heard Mr. Dale testify to...
Henry, aren't you well?
Oh, I'm all right.
But you hardly eat anything anymore. I try to fix up things you like. What's the matter? Is business bad?
No. It's all right.
Then what's wrong? Tell me, dear.
Gertrude, where were you last Friday night?
Well, you know, it's Sister Helen.
That's what you told me, but where were you really?
Henry, what are you saying?
The steamship Mirania docked last Friday, didn't it?
Well, what do you mean?
You saw your young doctor that night. You never went to your sister's.
Why, Henry.
You can't lie out of this, Gertrude. I have proof of it. For weeks, for months, you've been deceiving me. Your conduct has made me the laughing stock of the city.
Henry.
Dale's wife is having a gay old time, and the poor sap doesn't know it. That's what they've been saying behind my back. Well, I have known it.
It's a lie. I've never been unfaithful to you, Henry. Never. I swear it.
Go ahead. But you can't swear these letters away.
Oh, what are these?
Letters giving me all the details of your actions when you're not with me. Read one and deny it if you can. Well, why don't you say something?
This letter is simply signed A Friend.
What of it? The friend certainly knows what you're up to.
Henry, you don't believe an unsigned letter. You aren't going to believe these anonymous and vile accusations against me.
It's funny how they tally with your actions. Look at this. This afternoon, your wife was seen in New York entering a hotel with a tall, dark man. That was the day you went into New York shopping.
That letter lies. I never met any man, and I never went near a hotel. You can call up Josephine Hill if you don't believe me. We went shopping together. Oh, Henry. Henry, how can you stand there and accuse me like that?
I've stood it as long as I can, Gertrude. I'm really crazy. I tell you, I can't sleep at night. I can't keep my mind on my work worrying about it.
I thought you loved me.
I thought you loved me. But these letters sound like it.
Henry, if you only knew how you hurt me, how falsely you accuse me.
I don't accuse you. These letters do.
But you believe them.
What else can I do? They keep coming and piling up evidence.
Oh, won't you listen to me? Won't you give me a chance to explain?
There's nothing to explain. The one I received today is the last I'll ever get.
What do you mean?
This one says you want to be a widow. You're planning to get rid of me.
No, it's a lie.
I can't go on this way any longer. I'm going mad with the mental torture of it all.
Tell me, listen to me. Tell me.
You listen to me. You want to be a widow, do you? All right. You're going to get your wish.
Henry, what are you going to do? Henry, open the door. Henry, let me in. Henry! Ah! Operator, get an ambulance. Get the police. My husband has killed himself.
You heard Mrs. Dale give that testimony?
Yes.
Miss Taylor, you have testified that it was a case of love at first sight for you when you met Henry Dale. Was that your first romance?
Yes.
And you were 35 years old?
I am.
You wrote those letters, didn't you?
Yes, I wrote them.
Why?
Because I loved him. All my heart and soul.
Miss Taylor, why was your romance doomed from the start?
Because 35 years ago, Henry Dale's father deserted my mother.
Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, I beg of you to take this into consideration in passing judgment on my client. Be sure to read this thrilling story and find out what sentence was handed down by the court. It will appear in next Sunday's issue of the American Weekly, the magazine which is distributed with all Hearst Sunday newspapers from coast to coast. And now for the big announcement. Are you all set and ready to go? Next Sunday marks the start of the great $1,000 a year life income competition of the American Weekly magazine. Don't worry if you missed last week's announcement. You will find full details in next Sunday's American Weekly, the magazine distributed with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. And now the battle of wits for a life income begins. You will find full details in a page announcement in next Sunday's American Weekly, and you will find there a coupon on which you will write the suggestion which may win you $1,000 a year for the rest of your life. All that you have to do is to think of a descriptive subtitle for the American Weekly magazine. Write down in a short sentence whatever you think describes this great magazine. The magazine wants a slogan. If your contribution is selected as the best, your reward will be $1,000 a year for the rest of your life. There are 9 other rewards. The second is $500 a year for the rest of your life. The third is $500 a year for 5 years, and so on. This offer holds good for 4 weeks only. Each week of the 4, you will have a chance to send in a new contribution. That gives you 4 chances at the prizes. Read full details in the American Weekly and follow the instructions exactly. There's no work to do and no guessing to do. You only have to write down a suggestion. Get the Hearst Sunday newspaper, issue of September 17th, with which the American Weekly is distributed. Read the announcement carefully, and then put your intelligence to work to win you one of the grand prizes.